You're tuned into WONY 90.9 on the outside. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. This is Power Radio.
What would you give for a child you loved to make their wish come true? To help them fight a critical illness. Just imagine what you'd do. You see, wishes are so powerful, and you can make them real. They can give a child back their childhood, even change the way they feel. Every single one of us can make the stars align, because when we come together, hope and joy will shine. Wishes need stars like you. Visit Make-A-Wish at wish.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 22nd, check out the women's lacrosse game versus Plattsburgh at Red Dragon Field happening at 4 p.m. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 24th, the Art Gallery is hosting their event, Artletics, which will include a live painting competition with artists painting still life live models based off of athletics. Painting will occur from 1 to 4 p.m. with snacks and refreshments from 12:30 to 1 and from 4 to 5. Anonymous voting will occur from 2 to 5 p.m. and this event will be held in the Fine Arts Interior Courtyard or Open Space Gallery, depending on the weather. Also on Friday, the women's softball team will be playing Canton at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. And also at 3 p.m., the men's baseball team will be playing Cortland at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Saturday, April 25th, the softball team is playing again, this time against Oswego at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 12 p.m. Also playing at 12 p.m., the men's baseball team plays Cortland again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. And at 1 p.m., the men's lacrosse team plays Canton at the Red Dragon Field. And on Sunday, April 26th, join WONY for our annual WONY Island event. See bands perform from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. in M201 Fine Arts. Dress for our island theme and bring your friends to enjoy some awesome music for free. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
We'll be right back. drinking hot chatter. I'd look like a dick in a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Then she grabs the bench at your sandals. In December, drinking hot chatter. Look down your glasses at that aranciada. With lips and teeth to ask how my day went, boots and fists to pound on the pavement.
Here comes a feeling all you've forgotten,
just to sit inside walls to walk on. Drinking hot chatter, you'd still enjoy it with your foot on the side.
Listening to WONY 90.9 Red Dragon Radio, and that was Horchata by Vampire Weekend, a classic that brings me back to 10th grade, maybe?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a song that I have like a visceral memory that I just feel in my bones of like being in 10th grade and going to our friend's house and like walking around his neighborhood at night in the wintertime. It also reminds me of coming home from school and making Nutella toast and green tea and going on Tumblr.
Wow.
And listening to Vampire Weekend. And like that whole circumstance was such a immaculate vibe that I don't think I'll ever... I like just discovered green tea and I thought it was like the greatest thing ever. I thought I was so cool too.
Because
I was
lucky,
like, I'm drinking tea.
I'm drinking tea. Like, I'm so relaxed.
I thought I was so like sophisticated drinking tea. But also I really miss the type of internet consumption that was Tumblr. Because it was different. Because it was lots of artwork and like beautiful photos and maybe some written longer blog posts and music. It wasn't so just like rah, in your face.
I mean, it wasn't like 4 second videos like swipe.
Yeah.
Swipe.
Now that's what I do in my brain. Maybe
it's feeling it, huh?
My brain's feeling it. Maybe altered forever.
It's too much information. Like there's stuff out there. We don't have to get into it, but like that I feel like we should never hear or see that we're now hearing and seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me. We know it's there. I don't need to, like, be a fly on the wall.
No, we're aware of far too much
in this day and age.
Before technology, you would just be aware of what was happening in your little town, and then maybe you'd get like a letter by Eagle or something about what's going on in the world, but you really didn't know, I'm guessing.
By Eagle. I think that's how that became the nation's bird.
I think so too. I just saw an eagle yesterday, wow. And I thought, God bless America. I do get really excited when I see an eagle. I'm a bit of a bird nerd, as my mother, Donna Daly, would say. Shout out, Donna. Aww. And that is another sign of my age, because that's what happens, too. Just know, once you hit 30, you'll all of a sudden be, like, fascinated by birds. Yeah. It's something biological that I think happens to all of us.
Yeah, no, I got it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not as bad, but...
Just wait. You'll get it.
Get worse. You're a little older than me, so
it's true. It's gonna get worse. You'll download the Merlin app. Ooh. And it's actually so
fun.
You know
what I have done before is like track a shark.
I haven't done that.
Yeah, but then it stops being tracked, and you wonder what happened.
Like, did it get eaten?
Did it get eaten by a megalodon?
The megalodon is real,
the
you
megalodon
guys.
The megalodon is real.
It's out there.
It's still here.
It's crazy that any of us would think that it doesn't exist anymore,
guys. We've only explored 20% of the ocean.
Guys, I'm a marine biologist.
Oh, boy.
It's true, though. There's lots of stuff in there.
Yeah, you can only dream of, huh?
You can only dream. Maybe one day we'll go down there. No, I was traumatized by the whole submersible situation.
Guys, when this was going on.
So it's a big deal to us in our lives.
Graham was like maybe 4 months old. I had like a 4 month old baby. And Becca and my sister Julia slept over at my house when this was going on. I had no idea this was going on. Once they told me, I was up all night. I was like, okay, there's like 18 hours left. What are we going to do?
Yeah, they had a countdown to when they ran out of oxygen. That was very dark.
That was unethical.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
Yeah.
James Cameron, father of Titanic, knew instantly that they imploded.
Yeah.
And he's like, guys, they imploded. They're not out there. And the news was like, no, dude, there's 10 hours left and we need to blast it everywhere.
Oh my God.
But yeah, it got me. It really got me. And I was like, guys, I didn't sleep at all. And they were like, oh, was Graham up? And I was like, no, dude, I was tracking this. I was tracking the sub.
Like, you can somehow do something about it from your home.
I know, like, I'm so invested.
They did. I think they did know immediately. There was a video of the people that were on the surface that were tracking them. And I think there's a little pop sound.
It was his
wife. Yeah. And you can see there's, like, some recognition in their eyes where you can tell they're like, oh, no. And they don't want to believe it. Oh, my God. That was dark. That was dark. But these are the things that excite you when you're of a certain age, and I will never go in a sub. Not that I wanted to. You maybe have wanted to.
Guys, I wanted to. I was like, one day I'm going to be a billionaire, and I'm going to go see the Titanic because I love that ship. It really has captivated me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be gone.
What do you mean? Oh, it's like going to disintegrate?
Yeah. Oh. There's amoebas eating away at it.
No.
Yeah.
Not the amoebas. Yeah. Well, I feel that is a phase that many children go through. Like I don't know if mine was Titanic. I was really obsessed with ancient Egypt and mummies and stuff like that.
Ooh.
That was, I think, the fixation, the historical fixation that I had. And I think that's one of them for some kids. And I think Titanic is
you
also.
You see Titanic themed birthdays for like 5-year-olds.
I just saw a video of someone surprising their like little 10-year-old boy, bringing him to the Titanic Museum. And he literally was acting like someone took him to see like Taylor Swift or something.
That
he was
so cute.
He was sobbing. It was so cute.
That is so cute.
The kids yearn for Titanic.
Doesn't matter your age.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we playing next?
Okay, so Becca said, we just played a nostalgic banger. We're gonna play another one and we're gonna make you cry with it. Maybe we'll just leave it at that.
So get the tissues.
Grab the tissues, sit back, and we'll see you in a couple minutes.
What a beautiful place I have found in this place. flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die. Yeah.
And I'm reminded of the time that I was blinded by the sun. It was a welcome change from the sight of you hanging like a willow off the arm of yet another visionary prophetess East Van Punk.
tried. We're still waiting to arrive.
That was Coins by Local Natives, and you are listening to WONY 90.9 Red Dragon Radio Alumni Weekend. This is Jess and Becca. Awesome show. Great job. And I just am sitting here smelling a lovely box of crayons.
She got
and
her
just,
hands on 96 crayons.
Is there 96 in here? Mm-hmm. I just realized I haven't smelled a crayon in so long. We've been talking about nostalgia, and that really...
How about Play-Doh?
Oh, you probably got some Play-Doh going on in your house.
Grandma's
since you have children.
Obsessed with Play-Doh.
Yeah, does he eat it?
No. Well, thank God, no.
It's a little salty, in a good way.
It just tastes like your hands. You know what? Do I notice? Because he has me do numbers with it. We have stamps where I could stamp out his numbers, but no, he likes them handmade.
Okay.
So I hand make them, and then I look at my hands, and they're like this beautiful glow.
Oh, that's. You should try to.
It's like the best oil highlighter. For your face, you know what I'm saying?
You should try to put a little
pat it
on your cheeks.
After.
I can't believe he doesn't try to eat it. I feel like that's a rite of passage. No. I still remember the taste. It's kind of salty.
I don't think I ever ate it.
Really?
I don't think I ever. Maybe I should.
Maybe you
should try it.
Maybe that would fulfill you in a way.
Yeah.
And I think you should encourage both of your children to eat it, too.
I'm going to set a good example.
Eat your Play-Doh.
Eat your Play-Doh, young man. No.
Don't eat Play-Doh.
Crazy.
But the crayons really smell great. So
yeah, they do smell.
Thank you to whoever put them here in the studio. We really appreciate it. Speaking of nostalgia, we will continue with that because what else are we doing here, really? Except
that's what we're doing here.
Except reliving the good old days. Next, we are going to play an Animal Collective song called Fireworks. And that song is, I remember that was one of the first songs that I listened to after I was in my very like middle school emo music phase, you know, as we all were, Paramore, Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, we all listened to that. I still do.
Speak
also.
Yourself,
okay. No, Jess was honestly cooler. Jess was on like another wavelength before all of us. I was very engrossed in the emo music. Jess was
like, I thought you were so cool.
That's crazy.
And when Connor introduced me to his brother, and he said, "This is Jess. She's not seen." And I thought,
and he meant it as a compliment.
I'm not.
But he meant it as a compliment. Yeah, because we were a little.
Like, I thought you were so cool.
Thank you. That's all that matters to me. As long as you think I was cool, that's fine. But like, I was very into that one type of music. And that's when I really got into music, was middle school. But then I remember this specific song was the first time that I heard music that was just so different than that. And it just, I just remember it really expanding my mind as far as what music could even sound like. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The song is wild, and it does give me a visceral memory of the town park in New Hartford, which is where us and all of our friends, some of who are definitely listening to this, where we would, you know, run around and be little scallywags doing young child things.
Yeah.
You know.
Building forts.
We did wholesome things out there, actually. Yeah, we did. We built that fort is still, the bones of it are still there.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
Maybe we'll take your children there, put them to work.
Please.
On building that fort.
Please. I mean, it's a rite of passage.
I think Graham would love it.
I think so, too.
He's
a little engineer.
And I feel like he likes to lift heavy objects.
Oh my gosh, yeah. He's like a power lifter.
I feel like I look and he's got like a chair that he's just carrying around for fun. Jess's son is he should scare you a little bit, yeah, I feel like, right? He's a numbers genius and he is also a power lifter. So he's going to be a really powerful individual when he grows up.
Yeah, I won't be playing any of Graham's songs because they are all... 6, 12, 18, 24, 30, 36, 42, 48, 54, 60, 66, 72. I just played one for you.
That sounds good.
Yesterday he said, now let's count by tens starting at 103. And I said, okay, let's do that.
He prompted you to do that?
You know what? Actually, it was count down by tens from 103. So it was 103, 93, 83.
83. Okay. I could do that, but I had to really think about it.
The jump from 103 to 93,
that's what
it does give me about 3 seconds pause. And
he's 3 years old, just so everyone knows.
Smart.
He knows what like multiplication mm-hmm. is. That's
he's having a tough time with dividing by zero.
I get that.
He very much wants that to be a thing.
Because it's...
You can't divide by zero.
So what is...
But he tries so hard.
But is two... So what is two divided by zero? Is nothing? Is it zero?
Becca, I'm not ready for a quiz.
Jess,
you can't divide by zero, but you could do zero divided by two?
What? Sorry, I should actually stop talking because I'm going to really embarrass myself.
We're going to do some research after this here.
Yeah.
And figure out what's really going on with this year.
Listen, I was a communications major, so I these are not things that I need to know anymore.
We won't be learning.
We will not be learning.
We won't be actually fact checking that. We're just going to let it lie.
Okay, well, enjoy fireworks.
Bye-bye.
And keep it, what'd you say?
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye.
We'll see you soon.
Thank you. light the fire. Place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long for me. To me now and rest your head for just 5 minutes. Everything is done. Shit. Into a cozy room. The windows are illuminated by the evening sunshine. Through them fiery gems for you. In the yard, life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 Red Dragon Radio. This is Alumni Weekend, and we are nearing the end quite soon of our show. No, not quite yet, but in 15 minutes. So we just want to warn you that we will be leaving, sadly. But we have a few more for you. What did we just hear, Jessica?
We heard Our House Demo. Very, very cute as a demo. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of my sister and Will. I don't know if you guys are listening. Not Will, probably, but...
Maybe. Hi, Julia.
Because it's cute because they have two cats, and it says, our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy because of you.
Oh, it's so cute.
I started crying when I first made that connection.
And, like, their yard is fenced in, so they actually can't. They do let the cats out in the yard.
Yeah, in fact, Neeser got a tick the other day.
Oh.
So I hear. 2 out of 3 times that I went outside recently, I got one. Also walking on me.
The ticks are bad this year. Real bad. Protect yourself. Sign of the times.
When we were kids, this wasn't
happening. I know. When did you ever once get a tick as a child? Like, we were outside all the time.
Like, maybe my outdoor cat would get them every once in a while, but never me.
I've been thinking about going outside just covered in, like, tape or something, like, just head to toe. Because I feel like now when I'm out there, I used to like to lay in the grass in my yard.
Grass is the enemy now.
I know. I feel like I can't do it anymore. It's
What's good is light clothes. And you can see them walking out.
I'll, like, wear white socks and I'll pull them all the way up. I look like a lunatic. To my belly button. Yeah, exactly. Well, get your flea and tick treatment, guys, for those.
Can humans get that?
I literally heard someone say you could just wear like a flea and tick collar around your ankle, but I think it's like poison that will seep into your body that humans aren't supposed to have. So
don't do that.
Why would you do that? That's crazy.
Don't listen to what you hear.
That's such a good lesson. Don't listen to anything you hear ever, even from us. Well, we love you, Julie and Will, and we love your sweet little house and your sweet little kitty cats.
We got to shout out Sam, too, because I shouted out.
Sam is a delight. Sam is a Siamese cat.
He's
and
what I call the cardboard king. Because he's always sitting on a piece of cardboard.
That's nice. He's
his
a
favorite
good
material.
I get it. I actually really like cardboard.
I really love cardboard.
I do, actually. I like to rip it. Oh, I like to boy. I did see a My Strange Addiction where somebody liked to eat cardboard recently.
No,
that's
that
another.
That wouldn't be mine. Mine would be like rocks.
Eating rocks? Or like just sucking on rocks?
Because
like
I really
just
like ice. Like
okay.
I love eating ice now. And I didn't always.
Do you think you have an iron deficiency?
Something's going on.
You should get that checked out.
I cannot get enough. And like if it, I could see like rocks.
Being delicious.
I could see rocks in the future.
I'll get you some and we can see if you like it. You should put like, I've seen people put lime or just like a little salt or a little tahine or something on ice. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. You should try that.
Cinco.
Let's do it. Cinco's coming up. Can't wait.
We're going to work the
If it's nice out, the food truck,
I pray that it is.
We're just having a conversation that you guys don't understand unless you know us. Let's get into it. My husband's family owns a Mexican restaurant. Hi, Jimmy.
Tex-Mex.
Love you. Tex-Mex. It's great if you are ever in the greater Utica area. Tex-Mex is the best Mexican food around. And Cinco is a very fun day. And if it's nice out, we get to work the little food truck and hand out margaritas, but only if it's nice.
What constitutes as nice? Like, what if it's 50, but it's not raining?
That's so, if it's like 40 and not raining, I would say that's a little too cold. I think if it's in the 50s and like not too breezy, I say,
it's going to be raining.
It's definitely going to be raining. I know. I've already been bracing myself, but I just have a fun little time doing it. Everybody's happy, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. everybody's eating chips. It's just what life is all about, really.
It really is.
anyway, what are we going to play next?
Let's play a little Interpol.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to figure out
how we're going to end this thing.
Ending song.
It's a big deal.
Right,
we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Okay, bye.
So young. so young, you look in my eyes. So young, so sweet, so surprised. You look so young, like a daisy in my lazy eyes.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 Red Dragon Radio. This is Alumni Weekend, and it is almost time for Jess and Becca, awesome show, great job, to be completed, unfortunately. These 2 hours always go by really quickly, and they always start with us having a panic attack about, you know, figuring out what all the buttons do because we forgot. Even though Jess is the one that does that because she's smarter than I.
No, it's just the way it's always been.
I walk around and do other things while Jess presses the buttons. But anyway, it always goes by too fast.
Yeah, I'm sad.
Yeah, we're sad.
I'm sad.
Don't be sad.
I'm sad. I spent too long stressing.
I know. And you know what? Isn't that life? You gotta just enjoy.
Yeah, chill.
You gotta just enjoy the ride, cause it's all fine. Mm-hmm. I really do. I love coming here every year, and I think that I've never done this, but I think it would be a trip for us to go back and listen to recordings of past alumni weekends, cause it's sort of a little. It's like a little passage of time marker because every year we come back. Now we're back this year and you have another child. That's really cool. You know, I remember the first time we came back after you had Graham was like, hi, I'm here now and yeah. I have a baby now. It's cool. Yeah. I think we should do that.
Mm-hmm. Every time I download them, I lose them. Oh. Like Spotify stops being able to play them. So I think we should have like an archive that goes back to before we were born. We need to house some kind of archive.
Okay, how can we make that happen, everyone?
We're going to need to petition the current WONY e-board.
Okay. Do you guys hear that? Please make that happen.
Listening. We would really like to.
I would really like that.
We would like to uncover the past.
Please.
Please.
It's like a time capsule.
I love going back to listen. I have my laptop from school. And it literally, the battery part is missing from it. So you need to like have it plugged into the wall for it to be able to work. It's so bad. But there are some on that. Some recordings are on that.
Okay, we're going to have
to dig that out from underneath my bed.
We're going to have to listen.
We're going to do that.
And that will give me another midlife crisis. But but you know what? It's beautiful.
We sounded a lot different.
I know. I feel like my voice was like. Oh, really?
I think we sounded deeper.
What's happened?
It's reverse. Like, we're reversing, I think.
Maybe I was trying to be cooler than I am. Maybe
yeah,
I was
you
like,
had your,
hey.
Like, radio voice on.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
This is WONY.
That's good.
Was that good?
I like that.
Okay. I'll workshop that. Thank you. Okay, what's our final song going to be?
Our final song, Get Ready. Get ready to cry again.
But like happy.
But happy.
Happy cry.
It goes along with our nostalgic kind of theme we had going today. It's mm-hmm. All My Friends by LCD Sound System, which I was telling Becca, it's a little bit inaccessible for me because I have so many feelings about it. Mm-hmm. But we love it dearly, and it's perfect to end today.
Mm-hmm. And it makes me think of all our friends, many of who are listening right now, some old and some new and some parent. Parental. And to all of you, we love you and we thank you for being here. And if you are just a stranger in the Oneonta area, we also love you too. And we thank you for tuning in.
And And we'll see you next year.
We'll see you next year.
Bye-bye.
That's how.